You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Texas has a reputation as a tough law and order state, number one in executions, critics have often pointed out. But that reputation hides something else that many who research criminal justice will concede. In many respects, the Lone Star State leads the nation in criminal justice reform. But doing the right thing, it turns out, carries a rather large price tag, perhaps higher than many lawmakers initially imagined. Joining us now, Austin Bureau Chief of the Dallas Morning News, Brandi Grissom, who writes about this very subject. Brandi, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thanks so much for having me.
I think a lot of people are surprised when they hear that Texas is, in a sense, way out front when it comes to being generous to exonerees.
It's true. Texas has long been known for its sort of tough-on-crime stance, but in the past decade or so, Texas has really made a lot of reforms in the criminal justice area, and one of those areas is how it treats those who've been wronged by the system. So what Texas does when it comes to exonerees is it gives them $80,000 per year in a lump sum for each year that they spent wrongly imprisoned. And then it also gives them an annuity of the same amount that's broken down into monthly payments that are intended to last for the rest of the inmate's life.
So, wow, for the rest of the inmate's life. So that's roughly about $5,000 a month, give or take?
It depends almost entirely on how long the person was incarcerated. Some people receive a few hundred dollars a month because they spent a shorter time in prison, and some people receive several thousand dollars per month because they were in prison for a longer time.
I did not understand that that was the way it was. So it's not just a lump sum of $80,000. It's $80,000 per year that they are behind bars. That adds up to what now? How much has Texas already spent on the wrongfully convicted?
Well, since about 1991, the state has spent more than $109 million on 109 inmates who were wrongfully convicted. There are a couple of important things to know about that number. The first thing is that Texas didn't always pay as generously to those who had been wrongfully convicted. So that number includes people who were convicted before this generous law was adopted in 2009, and those people received less money. The other thing to know is that not everyone whose conviction is overturned, who is freed from prison, necessarily receives compensation from the state of Texas. In order to receive compensation, an inmate who's been freed from prison has to provide clear and convincing evidence that they were actually innocent.
What do you think accounts for the fact that in recent years, as this price tag has grown, we're seeing fewer exonerees being identified?
First of all, over the last decade, Texas has adopted a number of reforms in the criminal justice arena that are intended to prevent these kinds of wrongful convictions from happening in the first place. Mm-hmm. So they've done things like change the way eyewitness identification is conducted by police, required recordings of certain types of interrogations, and required also that prosecutors turn over their evidence to defense lawyers to make sure everyone is sort of on the same page and improve the transparency in the process. So those kinds of reforms, there have been many, have helped prevent wrongful convictions on the front end. Then on the back end, what we're seeing is that the number of cases in which DNA still exists that could potentially exonerate someone who's already imprisoned has pretty drastically dwindled. So we saw a big spike in those cases back in the early 2000s when it first became available.
Right.
But most of that DNA that could be tested has now been tested. And what remains in terms of evidence that might be available to help people prove their innocence is much more difficult to prove in a court of law. So we're looking at things like people recanting their eyewitness testimony other new developments in science that come along more slowly.
It's a fascinating article, and we'll have a link to it at texasstandard.org. Brandi Grissom is the Austin Bureau Chief for the Dallas Morning News. Brandi, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.